Welcome to Shom Achshava and Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishvas, and Biak Hashom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Samiches. The Gemara in the top of Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Sugyas of Nois and Tam Nivgam, brings a question that Rav Chago asked Ula. And Ula answered in what seemed to be a little derogatory way. He said, Chago loy meida yodo mai ke'amri rabonon, ti'yusuk amoisif. So if Chago doesn't understand what Rabbonon are saying, what is he asking a question? As some of the Achorim already point out, it's a little hard to understand, because Rav Chago's question was a good question. As the Sefer Imri Tzvi points out, that in the beginning of Amud Beis, we'll see that Rav Chago is right. So why is Ulo saying these things to Rav Chago? And he goes on to say a Mahalach to answer it. The Sefer Mitzur Dvash says, no, Rav Chago is right, but he was right only in the Maskana. Meaning at this stage of the Gemara, Ulo thought not like Rav Chago, but the conclusion of the Gemara is like Rav Chago. And he had a kiyum of the Pasuk im novalto bihisnase, which was referring to the Gemara in Brachas of Samach Gimel on Beis, that says over there, what does it say, im novalto bihisnase? Kolam enabel atzvo divre toiro soifer lihisnase. Someone who disgraces himself on divre toiro, he will be raised up. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Someone who asks questions, even though people make fun of him. Here, Rav Chago asked a question, and Ula seemed to make fun of him, but at the end of the day, Rav Chago was right. Rav Reuven Margolyos, in a gewaltic way, sends us to a few places in Sefer HaZohar, that we see the big milo of Rav Chago. The Zohar Pasha Shlach of Kufran Nun Ches Amud Aleph brings Rav Chizkiah of Yeso. They were very impressed with a person, they didn't know who he was. They offered the person to join them in their way, and he said, no, he has a shlichus to do, he can't do it. Then they met a bunch of people that knew this person. They said, who is this person? So this person is Rav Chago. And you know what his shlichus was? His shlichus was to go and learn Torah from Rav Shir Bar Yochai, to learn the Kabbalah of Rav Shir Bar Yochai. And this Rav Chago never wanted to show what he knew. And we find two places in the Zohar where Rav Chago needed to say what he knew, because he was tested to see if he could come and join and learn the Torah. The Zohar in the Chelek Kol Sisrei Torah in Bereishis Lapeites Amud Aleph says that Rav Chio was going to learn Torah from Rav Elazar, and Rav Chago met him. He says, can I come with you? So he says, if you're able to understand what he's saying, so you could come, but if not, you should not come. So told Rav Chago, I know very well because I have some Soite Satoira, Rose de Raiso, that I understand very well. And very similar, it says in the Zohar Chodosh, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Chofei Amud Gimel. There it says that Avdor Stoi went to see Rav Elazar ben Arach, and met Rav Chago and says, can I come with you? Can I come learn with you? So he says, if you're able to understand what he's going to say, sure. But if not, don't, because you'll get punished. So he says, don't worry, because I understand the Raza Yiloh, I understand the big Soide Satoiro, and it was Boinir Beim, Vesov Vesvar, and I understood very well. So Ruhun Margolius, there in Itzoitze Zoyar, and Bereishis Beites, he sends us to our Gemara, and the Zohar Daf Samiches. Then our Gemara says that Ula said, Rav Chago loy meida yodo ma ke'amri rabonon. Seems over here that he was a Kodesh Elyon, and he was the Shliach to learn the Torah of Shir Bar Yochai. He knew Rozi's Torah. Elama, Shemigdushas midoiso ve'aflogas anversanuso yloi kiriboy. Going back to the Zohar and Pasha Shlach, that he did not want to show off what he knew unless he had to. So according to everything that we're learning, comes out, Rav Chag over here was in the Mesredesh. And he heard a discussion in the Gemara. So comes Rav Chago and asks a question to Ulo. And Ulo says, who is this Rav Chago? I don't know who he is. I'm not recognizing him. Does he knows Torah? He doesn't understand what we're talking about. What is the question he's asking? But as the Achorim point out, in the end, the Maskana of the Gemara is like Rav Chago. And Rav Chago was one of the Gedolim that was the Talmid of Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Rabbanon sent him to learn Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He was a Gadol besides the Torah. He's a Gadol b'Torah. But he just hid what he knew. So he was not appreciated. People did not recognize who he is. That's the Gadlus of Rav Chago that we see in our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shom HaShov email list, or wants to go, please email shomhashov@gmail.com.